Today we're building a roughneck-style jungle 808 tail in Ableton Live 12, but we're not treating it like a one-shot bass hit. We're treating it like a low-end atmosphere tool, something that can sustain under breaks, add dread to a drop, and even become a texture source for intros and transitions. In darker jungle and drum and bass, the low end is part of the storytelling. A good 808 tail does more than just hit hard. It leaves a shape in the groove. It helps glue together chop drums, reinforces the downbeat, and gives the track that feeling like the room just got colder. That's the vibe we want. Start with a new MIDI track and load Operator. Operator is perfect for this because we want precise control over the sub, the envelope, and the pitch movement. Set Oscillator to a sine wave and drop it down to -2 octaves. Keep the level in a sensible range, somewhere around 0 to -6 dB to start. We want headroom. We can always push it later. Now shape the envelope. You want a fast attack, a medium decay, low sustain, and a short release. Think of it like this. The note should speak instantly, then fall away with confidence. A good starting point is attack around 0 to 2 milliseconds, decay somewhere between 450 milliseconds and 1.2 seconds, sustain very low, and release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. That gives you a tail that can breathe without washing out the mix. To make the sound feel more like a proper jungle 808 tail, add a second layer for the attack. This can be another operator chain or a very short, simpler hit. Keep it almost click-like. This layer is not here to carry weight. It's here to give the ear a starting point so the sub feels more defined, especially on smaller speakers. Later, we'll high-pass that layer so it doesn't fight the low end. Now let's add movement. The tail is what makes this feel like jungle and not just a standard 808. Add a little pitch envelope or shape the note so it starts slightly higher and quickly falls to pitch. A drop of about 7 to 12 semitones over 20 to 60 milliseconds is a good zone, but keep it subtle. You want pressure, not cartoon wobble. The best version of this is the one that feels almost like it's bending into the floor. For extra rough neck character, vary the pitch behavior between hits. Let the first hit fall harder, the second hit be tighter, and the third hit barely move at all. That kind of variation makes the pattern feel battered, human, and alive instead of machine perfect. Next comes harmonic weight. Put saturator after operator. We're not trying to destroy the sub. We're trying to make it readable and a little rough around the edges. Start with drive around +2 to +8 dB, turn soft clip on, and trim the output to keep your level under control. If you want more edge, add drum bass after that, but use it carefully. Light drive, very little crunch, and usually keep boom off unless you specifically want extra chest. A really powerful advanced move is to split the sound into parallel layers with an audio effect rack. Keep one chain as a clean sub. Make another chain for grit, high pass so the distortion lives in the mid-range instead of the sub. And make a third chain for the click or attack. That way, the sound can be massive without turning into a low-end blur. This is a huge part of getting the tail to work in fast jungle arrangements. Now clean up the low end with EQ8. High pass gently around 20 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the sound gets muddy, dip somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz a little bit. If the click is too sharp, tame the 2 to 5k Hz area. Keep listening to the sound in context, because the real job of this tail is not to sound impressive in solo. It's to sit under kicks, snares, and chopped breaks without stepping on them. Mono discipline matters a lot here. Keep the sub chain dead center and mono. If you're using a wider atmosphere layer, keep that separate and high pass it aggressively. Utility is your friend here. Set width to 0 on the sub chain if needed. In drum and bass, especially the darker roughneck side of it, stereo low end can wreck the punch and make the whole groove feel soft. Now let's add atmosphere without killing the impact. Use hybrid reverb on a return track or on a parallel chain. Not directly on the core sub. Send only the gritty or clicky layers to reverb. Keep the sub dry. You want room, not wash. A dark room setting could use pre-delay around 10 to 30 milliseconds, decay around 0.6 to 1.8 seconds, low cut between 150 and 300 Hz, and high cut somewhere around 5 to 9k Hz. Then, if you want even more jungle mist, put echo after the reverb on the return. Keep the lows filtered out and use moderate feedback. That gives you the sense that the tail is hanging in the air behind the drums. At this point, it helps to turn the whole thing into an audio effect rack you can actually perform with. Map your macro so you can control tail length, drive, air or grit, pitch drop amount, reverb send, and mono focus. This turns one sound into a whole family of variations. That's the real advantage here. You're not building one static preset. You're building a jungle weapon that can adapt to the arrangement. Now think about the MIDI phrasing. Don't just place isolated notes. Make it answer the groove. In jungle and rollers, bass often works like call and response. Try putting the tail on beat one, then answering with another note on the end of two or three. Or make a two-bar phrase, where the first bar is full and the second bar shortens for motion. You can also use a pre-drop pickup, where the tail rises a bit before the drop and then collapses into silence. Velocity can help a lot here, but use it to control the click and grit layers more than the sub. That way, repeated notes feel expressive without making the low end unstable. This is one of those small details that makes a programmed bassline feel like it's breathing with the drums. Once the rack feels right, resample it. Print it to audio, then make variations. Reverse one version for a pre-hit swell. Stretch another one for a dark intro bed. Slice one into simpler or a drum rock for fills. Layer it under a break edit to reinforce the downbeat. This is where the 808 tail stops being just a bass sound and starts becoming part of the arrangement language. Mixing is where the whole thing either works or falls apart. Leave headroom. Keep the tail around -6 dB peak or so before any master bus processing. Don't let it bury the kick transient. Always judge it against the break, not in solo. If the kick disappears, shorten the tail or reduce the 120 to 200 Hz buildup. If the bass loses authority, bring up the clean sine layer before you reach for more volume. If needed, use sidechain compression from the kick to the 808 tail, but keep it subtle. You're aiming for clearance, not obvious pumping. In darker DNB, too much sidechain bounce can kill the tension. A little bit of breathing is good. Too much turns the track into something else. Now automate it across the arrangement. This is where the sound really earns its place. In the intro, filter it and push it back into the distance. In the drop, keep it short and punchy. In the middle eight, stretch it out and give it more echo. In the second drop, make it heavier and tighter, maybe with a bit more drive. You can even automate the stereo width on the atmosphere layer so the breakdown opens up, while the drop stays focused and mono. A big mistake people make with 808 tails is making them too long. If the tail hangs around too long, it crowds the break and smears the groove. Another common issue is putting reverb on the full low-end signal. That almost always makes the bass cloudy. Keep the sub dry and let the upper layers carry the atmosphere. Also, always check the sound in mono and in the full drum context, because a tail that sounds fine in solo can fall apart once ghost snares and shuffle patterns are moving around it. Here's a useful advanced way to think about it. The main sub can die quickly while the upper grit lingers a little longer. That separation creates depth without extending the actual low-end note. That's a very strong jungle move. It gives you atmosphere without sacrificing punch. For practice, make three versions in one session. Build a clean, short version for the drop. Make a dirtier, slightly longer version for switch-up. And make a heavily filtered, reverbed version for the intro. Then program a two-bar phrase, using only one note. Vary the velocity and note length, resample each version, and arrange them in a short 16-bar loop. The goal is to make them feel like one sonic family while serving different roles. So the big takeaway is this. The Roughneck Jungle 808 tail is really a mixing and arrangement tool disguised as a bass sound. Start with a clean sine, add controlled pitch falloff, separate the dirt from the sub, keep the low-end mono, and use reverb and echo only on the layers that can handle it. If you can make one 808 tail feel heavy, dark, and alive across the whole tune, you've got a serious weapon for deep jungle atmosphere.